From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Qatar as part of a multi-nation trip to the Middle East and Southeast Asia. VOA's Pam Dawkins reporting now from Doha.
One of the main purposes of this trip is to meet with the Gulf Cooperation Council members about the Iran nuclear deal. Some Gulf members have raised concerns that the deal could be destabilizing to the region and that a sanctions-free Iran could lend more support to militant groups in the region. So part of this is a part of the U.S. administration's efforts to allay some concerns about this agreement.
And before arriving in Doha, Secretary Kerry was in Cairo, where he met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in a diplomatic show of U.S. support for Egypt's ongoing fight against Islamist extremists in the Sinai Peninsula. From Qatar, Mr. Kerry will travel to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. Nigerian Army said late Sunday it had rescued nearly 180 people held by the militant group Boko Haram, most of them women and children, at camps in the country's northeastern Borno state. Earlier on Sunday, the Nigerian Air Force backed ground forces as they attacked Boko Haram fighters. That was on the southern edge of the Sambisa forest. French news agency says 13 people were killed, nearly 30 wounded by suspected Boko Haram fighters. That was 20 kilometers south of the Borno capital, Maiduguri. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the killing of a UN peacekeeper at the Central African Republic who died Sunday after being attacked by gunmen. UN force took over from the African Union peacekeepers nearly a year ago with a mandate to protect the civilians. This is VOA News.